this really caught my eye. Let's go international now. A man has been pictured selling eggs for £10 directly outside a new statue to Margaret Thatcher. That has been unveiled in her hometown of Grantham. The new memorial to the first female Prime Minister was hit by an egg within hours of its opening at the weekend, and one person has decided to start selling eggs just outside the statue, or just next to the statue. And that person who is selling the eggs is with us here in New Zealand on the panel, egg vendor Ollie Dugmore. Ollie, welcome to the program. Lovely to have you on, and thanks for getting up so early for us.
Good afternoon, Wallace. Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
Ollie, are you doing a good trade? Are you selling a few eggs?
No, trade was appalling, actually. I thought there was a gap in supply and demand next to the Thatcher statue, having seen the immediate egging of it and set up a stall. You know, I think it's probably what the Iron Lady would have wanted, but unfortunately, no, very little business. Maybe that's because my price point was too high, or maybe it's because the police shut us down within about 20 minutes.
I see. Okay, because £10 for an egg, Ollie, that's very, shall we say, entrepreneurial.
Yes, that's one way of putting it. But also, you know, in this economy, cost of living, inflation hitting in the UK 9% this week. So, you know, in a couple months' time, I think people will be looking back and kicking themselves for not getting on the action when they could have had a bit of a deal, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So you've gone international with this news as being the egg vendor outside Margaret Thatcher's statue. We've got a panel with us, Ollie. They'll have a couple of questions. But can I just jump in first and say, some say, Ollie Dugmore, shouldn't you be honouring Margaret Thatcher selling flowers instead of eggs? I mean, the longest serving British Prime Minister of the 20th century, the first woman to hold that office, Ollie, a trailblazer.
Yeah, a historic figure, for sure. I think she is as polarising now as she was when she was Prime Minister. And my view, personal view, of statues like this is that one way of interacting with them and interpreting them is standing reverently, observing, just, you know, looking upon them and contemplating, and another is hocking eggs at them. Or I don't know how across you guys are of the statue debate in the UK, but a couple summers ago, we tore one down and chucked it into Bristol Harbour of Edward Colston. The purpose of, you know, I think it's possible to argue that the purpose of putting up a statue is that at some point in the future, it will be torn down.
Just one more. I'm just quoting Neil Kinnock here. Show some respect, Ollie.
Yeah, I mean, we can all clutch our pearls and you know, be worried about this sort of thing. But at the end of the day, I was defeated by the invisible hand of the market, Wallace. So, you know.
Noanthi.
Is it?
No, we've got. I'm sure. Noanthi, you'd be a Margaret Thatcher fan, wouldn't you?
I am indeed. My question actually is, would you consider lowering the price point so you've got more of a sort of a volume, you know, approach this going forward?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, if the possibility or the view is that I've generally got about 20 minutes every time I open up shop before the police and shut me down, it might be in my interest to lower the price point so that I actually get a few sales in before that happens. It's something.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at. I'm just trying to help you out with your conversion rate.
Amazing! This is the first Thatcher supported Noanthi Samora-Cohn endorses egg throwing via a business case. You heard it here first on the panel. Unbelievable, Alan McElroy. You jump in here.
How many eggs did you sell before you were shut down?
Literally zero.
Oh, yeah, I agree with the lower price point. And maybe next time add some tomatoes as well, or anything that can cause a bigger stain, some flour, maybe to stick to it. You could really kick this off.
Yeah, so that's actually an interesting point, because what I was accused of by the police was being party to criminal damage. Now, if someone throws an egg at a statue, I think actually a lawyer is going to have a pretty hard time arguing that you've damaged a statue. However, tomatoes are a different kettle of fish, because they actually actively rot bronze and copper alloy. So yeah, if you were to throw a tomato at a statue, you can actually do quite a bit of serious damage to it. The other suggestion is that you just scatter bird feed around its base and then you let the pigeons do the rest.
Amazing, Ollie. Yes, someone says here, £10 very well spent. Ollie, I won't say all the best for it, but go well. And whatever you decide to do next, be it other statues. But as for now, thanks for being with us and getting up so early for the panel in New Zealand.
No problem. Cheers, Wallace. I appreciate it.
There you go. So I'd like to ask you now, and you can text me 2101. If you, let's say the egg was £1, would you buy said egg to throw at that statue or not? Yes or no? Nuanthi, you'd have a go?
No, I wouldn't do it myself, no. But I'm happy to help him out, work out a business case, for sure.
Amazing. Alan?
I'd help him out. I'd bring my own as well, but I'd get one off him at least. Like $27 doesn't go a long way, like we said. So I'd buy one egg and then get a tray myself from Pack and Save.